Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
On the street, on the air.
Now, on a Friday, we always have an open line. Today's no difference.
Open line on Kaya 959.
Any and everything you want to discuss, let's go.
Morning, sees the world on open line. Nikki Cooper was a BEE at the workplace. So Bankenza is my black manager, and then my patala school fees for my son. But I'm paying back the school fees. But they say they're going to use that to get points. So is that fair? Do I need to pay back because they're using me to get points? Or is just fair, or I must just pay it back, but they can still use it for points and they can still use my name as manager? I just want clarity because I'm not familiar with it. Thank you.
Yeah, so the BEE scorecard, I don't think has to do with them helping you with the fees. The BEE scorecard has to do with you being management in the institution. They're just helping with the fees as a form of subsidy, obviously, because if your kid goes to a school, then they can't have a situation where your kids go to other schools and you management. It's like if I was working at Kaya and then my kid was a sound engineer, but then I said they must go work at Radio 2000, for example, right? Mm-hmm. It just doesn't seem proper. But yeah, obviously, because you are now in management and you are a black woman on top of all that, then you will go towards a BEE scorecard,
but,
yes.
But it sounds sketchy. Her paying them back for them paying the fees. That sounds very sketchy.
It just sounds like a subsidy to me. I don't know what the agreement is, but it's like, hey, you can't afford to pay the fees up front. Your kids can come here, and then what you can do is we'll just dock your pay a little bit.
Then you must communicate that, you know,
that's what it sounds like to me. Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me.
Alone there.
Yeah. So that's more of a CSI project more than anything. I wouldn't really call it towards a BE scorecard. But if they're saying that they're doing that for other purposes, then maybe you need to give us that clarity. Mm. While on this, by the way, you remember about, was it a week ago or 2 weeks ago, somebody sent us a voice note about UIF.
Yeah, they're taking a while to pay them, yeah.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Hello, Outile UIF. I just wanted to say thank you, Outile. Thank you so much. Yes, Outile. Yes, thank you so much. I'll tell him. Saying I was manjuti, ne. Stress I'm sechila, nanya. Saying I'm malukpa, makuinyanyana. But thank you, Doc.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure, my G.
Friday open line. I'd like to pose a question for everyone out there. Hopefully, there'll be someone there who will be able to clarify for me as to what is the purpose of having so many school holidays in 1 year. It really doesn't make sense to me, because if school is meant to prepare children for adult life, for work life, for hustle life, I mean, which profession has so many holidays in 1 year? It really doesn't make sense. If we want to give children a break from studying, from classwork, from homework, why don't we introduce weeks of sports then in schools? But these children need to get up and go to school. Okay, sharp. It doesn't have to be so early in the morning because it's Yamanda, but we can adjust Ikati, surely, but not have so many holidays in 1 year. Guys.
You act like it's a lot of holidays. I mean, so generally speaking, I mean, I hear where you're coming from, but the curriculum is structured in such a way that all you need is a number of days that are allocated already. Now, there are some schools that are under-resourced in that they're not able to get through the amount of work that they need to get through in a school day or in a school week or in a school month. And there, then they do provide extra lessons during holidays or during weekends. But school isn't the be-all and end-all when it comes to children's development, right? School is a part of it, but you also want kids to have time to spend with their parents, have time to spend with their cousins. My cousins, like for example, I used to visit my cousins during holidays. And I wouldn't have been able to do that if it wasn't for the holidays. So you also need time just to bond with your family.
And that goes into personal development. Because also as an adult, when you're working, you're fully developed.
Yeah.
Now you're a child, you're developing. Surely you need, you know, to ease the pressure, academic pressure as well, academic stresses, so that kids can also develop in their personal lives. And they do that with holidays.
Yeah. And I mean, I hear what you're saying. It's fine. Maybe they don't need to wake up as early, but they still need to go to school for sports. But what if, for example, somebody wants to go to KZN or visit their grandmother? or anything like that. You won't be able to do that if you still have an obligation to be at school.
And even as an adult, you get leave. Some people get a whole month of leave and they decide how to use that leave, annual leave. Why? Because everybody needs a rest.
100%. Moshe in Bramfisher.
Yo, please, how's it?
I'm well, thank you. And yourself?
All right, man. I just wanted to find out, you see, Waterfall Estate, right? Or that whole Waterfall area.
Yeah,
apparently, people who buy there, they don't own the land. They're on a 99-year lease.
That's correct.
So I just wanted to find out, then what happens with the structure after 99 years? Because, you know, with us, property is usually used as inheritance for your kids.
Yeah, that's a good question. So what happens is that lease is renewable. Let's say, for example, you own a house. When you sell it, let's say you sell it to me and I buy the house, the lease starts back to 99 again, right?
Yeah.
Likewise, whenever there's a transfer, so when you die, they wind up your estate and then you bequeath your estate to whomever it is that you say states in your will. When you do that, when they do that transfer, the lease again goes back to 99 years. So as long as you keep passing it down, the lease resets to 99 years. They just did that because they wanted to keep, I guess, the property or the plot or that farm under the trust that that family has kept. There's one family that owns that trust, by the way.
Yeah.
So that. They didn't want to subdivide and start selling it. But it's a 99-year lease. It may as well be ownership, strictly speaking, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, that makes sense because that was very confusing.
Yeah, no. You'll never buy the house, for example, now, and then to say your lease is left with one year. It will never be that way. They always reset whenever you do a transfer.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. Great show, guys.
Thank you very much, Moshe. You can give us a shout and let us know what else you'd like to discuss.
Looking at the MK party and Judge Shope yesterday, with the utterances that he said about Ndlela, does this justifies what Floyd Shivambu was saying about the going on within the MK party, on as far as Ndlela and Duduzile Zuma is concerned. I think the MK party gave us hope, but what is the reactions that are happening inside the really disappointing now. But let's hope for the best. Much I tell remember. Yeah, cheers, bye.
Yeah. So if you've listened to our past shows and you can go back, we still have the podcasts. I have always said that for me, I feel like Floyd Shivambu was the best addition to EFF. To MK, right? They really needed him. They needed his organizational prowess, etc. and so on, right? And I've also spoken out against, at the time, it was only Ududuzile. I was like, we can't be hearing from Ududuzile. She's not as experienced of a politician as Floyd. So I'm not sure exactly what is happening between the two. But we did see her swear at Floyd publicly, and I thought that was improper. Where I disagree with Floyd is him then leaving to go start his own thing after leaving EFF literally just 6 months prior. She said, "Now you'll always keep leaving." Nobody said life was going to be easy. Life is tough wherever you go. If it happens that you've jumped from frying pan into a fire, then hey, withstand the fire. That's what I'm saying. Stay there and fight for this thing. Angus, you told us it was the best political decision ever in your life. So live with that. I can't accept a flip-flop. I can't accept somebody, oh, it's a Zinto, and they tell us this is a good decision, and then suddenly, 2 weeks later, now this is a good decision. So that's why I need to imagine which is where you're going to land.
Hey, when I feel sorry for your children.
No, I'm just asking, because you know what's going to happen? If Maibuye is really a consultative process, as he says, what happens if people come there, they consult, and they go, okay, Floyd, we like this, but we don't like you as a leader? Then what?
True.
He's going to leave again.
Valid. But also, he comes across as though Maibuye is already in the process of being formed. But you said to us, you are consulting to see whether it should be formed in the first place. But
this is all that duplicitous nature that I disagree with.
Yeah.
So whether the truth is bitter, come out and just say, that's what I want now. I don't want a boss anymore. I can respect that. I can ride with that.
Good morning, family. Since we're so old, tomorrow is my birthday. I was born 5 July. So, bengzo cela nje. Ngiyacela nje ukuthi ningiculele inkosi yami. That's all. Happy Friday.
That's all? You didn't tell us your name, but okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Miss 5th of July. Happy birthday to you!
Open line with you on the hip-hop industry currently. If pro Linda Mkhize was still alive, how would the game be right now, Sizwe? Because I was born. The game le manja, ya fambuli, ya tambula, ngati hamba pizu kwa mamabura.
That's funny. So, towards the end of his career, pro wasn't as impactful. So both as a featured artist and somebody who was obviously putting out solo projects. So if he's still alive, I think you'd be part of the lot now, who are struggling to make an impact and make sales.
Yeah, fact is he had faded into the background, let's be honest. Mm. A valid question would be AKA, because he passed away at his prime while dominating.
Yeah, so if AKA was still alive, I think the game would still have a lot more vigor. It's interesting, as you grow older, you realize that friction is good for an industry. So when you've got two rivals, for example, in the AKA and Casper, that's good for an industry because it gives it talkability, but they also push each other competitively to put out better music.
There was lots of vigor.
Yeah, and so now that the one is gone, you can even say the other one's uninspired. You can say that fully. Nice. And I don't mean it in a bad way, but yeah, I can say that.
Hosh karmaim.
Lalelani ke, on my opening line, I'm wondering this guy Oshoni Zolo Odladi Sokane, I think was in Spain, Loshone no putwike. But he season sol, but ushate 2 weeks back and then Oshoni Zolo. I'm wondering with the country I kifana neyam. My country bebazo chidom fazlo umbulele, kwala manju ummelo bashat after 2 weeks wa mbulala. Yabon they push a plane to someone. I'm wondering where the country they're doing that, or they take the pain the way it is, but kubeke nempilo by healing around the way than us keep on blaming someone ngathi umufuzo vuka.
Well, I don't know about the Spanish. I can tell you that they can be racist. That part I can tell you about their culture, but I don't know if they're gonna blame his wife for his demise. That's very tragic though, eh?
Nah, car accident, and it's a long time girlfriend turned wife. They've got 3 kids, man. I don't see her, you know, having foul play in this.
The story is very sad. He was with his younger brother,
dude,
who's 25 years old. He himself is just 27 years old.
Dude,
both kids, basically.
Sizwe Sebon, Deben July is very dry. Hey, I'm a PPE, I was an Amali. Sirino Valile Wonka Matep. No Vitlas, ku entry. Go empty.
Oh, that's funny. I second what is it? Convoy. I second that was Alien.
And you're right. Cyril literally closed the tabs. There's no water in so many parts. I'm without water in Rosebank for 3 days.
Really?
Yeah, people haven't had water in Bryanston. There hasn't been water, bro, at all.
So in Kesegubi.
And that's because I'm on my basin, Baba. I'm warming up water. I literally had to boil water apart. There's water tanks now in Rosebank. It's Pilagonia life these days.
I saw that there's no water in this building as well.
There's no, yeah.
That's crazy.
The entire north has no water. I
got super plenty of water in my house.
Of course, you have water for everyone, man.
Plenty. I got 300,000 liters just chilling.
So
push out my sprinkler, just even though I take Netflix in. Damn, it's crazy.
Level's bad, bro.
Okay. Well, we still got so many more voice notes. Let's skip the song, actually. There was a song we were going to play next, but let's rather play the voice notes because there are so many.
Open line, please. I'd like to ask, can I please produce Seize the World or Kaya Feel Good? Just be a content producer just for one day, please. Please block me in because I tried to send email on various people, but no response or reply. So please block me in. Thank you.
Well, I can't speak for Feel Good, but for us, we don't need a content producer. You're more than welcome to come and hang with us.
Yeah, we're content with our producer.
That's funny. So you're more than welcome to come and hang with us, Akonkinga. In fact, we've got somebody in the studio who shot me a tweet yesterday, and he's hanging out with us right now.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Good in yourself, Sizwe.
Ugrand.
Ngimnandi.
What's your name, for anybody that may not know?
My name is Tebogo Moloi. I'm from Pretoria, originally from Bratande, Heidelberg.
Okay. So what made you want to come to the show?
Just to experience what it's like. You know, we listen to the show on the radio.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to see in the background, Guti Gunjani, how's the show produced, how you guys manage. So it's quite interesting and eye-opener.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming through.
Sure. Thanks for welcoming me.
Yeah. Now, you're always welcome. Just give us a shout, I suppose, and... We'll see if we can squeeze you in.
Hi, Sees the World. For Open Line, I just want to talk about the electricity issue. Literally on the first, we bought electricity and they charged us a service fee. So I wanted to know, other areas also being charged a service fee on top of what they're already buying? Because now that's a lot.
Yeah, I've also seen that apparently electricity meters are moving at a rapid rate, eh? Like people, they're buying units for 150 and it's coming out to be very, very, very small. Generally, the cost of living is preposterous in life. Everything, Yabiza. Whether you're talking about fuel, Yabiza, okay, Yabiza, amanza valiwe. This economy is spamming a mawashing, eh? Asaz melisinzin. Honestly. And I don't even know how to answer you. I have no answer to this. Asaz.
I need advice. I have a car that I bought in 2021 and I found out that it was involved in an accident. I bought it from a dealership, a well-known dealership. Found out that it was involved in an accident. Took back the car. They didn't want to take it back. I went ombudsman, didn't win the case. Then the car got repossessed. There were so many issues with the car. The car got repossessed. I couldn't afford it with all those things, with fixing and fixing and fixing. And then now, I finally found the proof that the car got into an accident. Should I just pay off the money that's left from the debt? Or should I fight it off? And how do I fight it? What do I do? What steps do I take?
You need to go sue. Go get a lawyer, right? When they sold you the car, I'm assuming you would have had a sale agreement, right? In every sale agreement, there's something called material disclosure. So if I'm selling you something, I need to disclose everything that is wrong with that thing that I'm selling you, right? Anything that is of material importance. In other words, if you knew about it, it would either change your mind about buying the thing or you'd want to pay less for that thing. If I do not disclose that, then this contract that we entered into is under false pretenses. In other words, I misled you into buying this thing. So you must just get a lawyer and take this matter to court. That's what you should do.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.